I'm looking forward to telling you about this. My travel experience last week to Mexico. There was a lot of fear and trepidation on my part going to Mexico for the first time for, I say, an extended trip. It was only for like 2.5 days, but I actually went, spent the night. Great trip. Everything was awesome. The people watching when you take a trip is always interesting, fascinating to me. And I have the story of rude, cool guy, muchacho, and hypertension guy to tell you about. And they all have to do with why we all freak out when we travel and why we take on this new persona. I have some theories about that. And I think this says a lot just about human behavior in general that we can debate here in just a second. First, the story of rude, cool guy. So I boarded the plane. I was like group five or so, and I was around 14. I was on the aisle. I met P1 Dawn, who couldn't have been nicer, trying to calm my fears about traveling to Mexico.
Okay.
She had a couple of travel tips and was really nice. She sat behind me on the window, so she was in the row behind me, seated right across from me. They had there were three seats across, but they just had two seats. So it was just a man and a woman. I would guess they were probably in their 60s, maybe early 70s. The woman was on the aisle. The man was sitting next to her. And people are going by with their carry-ons. And, you know, sometimes you can bump someone.
Yeah, it happens.
So that's item number one. As you are trying to be kind, you know, try to keep your bag to yourself. Mm-hmm. We all violate this from time to time. Maybe we lean on someone, or maybe we turn around and we bump them, and we say, oh, I'm sorry, excuse me. We clobber them, we elkabong them over the head if our suitcase falls down. Well, there was a woman who was walking with a backpack. I think it was a backpack on her left shoulder, and to her left was that woman that I just told you about, late 60s, early 70s. And she turned around to her right to talk to either her boyfriend or husband, who we are referring to now as rude, cool guy. And as she does that, her backpack swings around and does just that that Jared just played, just hits this older woman right in her face. That's not funny, Gordon.
I thought you were telling an entertaining story.
It hit her right where at the top of her glasses. And she said, ow. And the woman who hit her, oblivious, kept walking. And so the woman turned around and said, excuse me, but you just hit me with your backpack and it really hurt. That's not the funny part. It's not all this is funny. This is just a story. And then we'll, I didn't think you'd find it so funny, but I'm glad that you do. So the young girl was nice. She said, oh, ma'am, I'm so sorry. And right after she said that, here comes rude, cool guy, either boyfriend or husband, I'm not sure.
Of the woman who hit the old woman.
Yes, the younger woman. And he's got sunglasses on because we all know how bright it is on a plane with all the windows down. You know, it's bright on that plane.
What you're saying is that you don't need sunglasses. Is that what you're getting at?
I didn't even think about that.
Okay. But yeah, you're right, Mike. Okay. I guess you wouldn't need sunglasses unless you're trying to be cool and set yourself apart from the other passengers.
I could read between the lines on that.
And he delivers this line with a sniff and a gasp. Yeah, and I'm sure she did it on purpose. The older woman just gasped and went, oh, well, it did hurt me.
Oh.
Okay.
And he just,
and he just kept walking.
Yes.
So, okay, here comes the play in my mind. And unfortunately, any sort of social situation I think of, I think a curb, and I think of, okay, what do I do here? Do I step in? Do I not?
Do you stand up for the old woman?
And this is how I read the situation. There's no confronting cool guy.
Why not?
Because you can't win with him. He's so cool. He's already made the call in his mind. He's not reversing his call upon further review. She needs to get over it, and no big deal.
If I talk to the guy, what's he going to do, really? If I talk to him...
Is that the voice of the older woman?
Or is that supposed to be Larry David?
So I decided, let him go about his kick-ass life.
I think you say something to him, George. What?
I didn't.
I think you already have what your entrance is with him, and do the old, This is about the sunglasses.
Can I ask you a question?
Hey, cool guy who can make quick judgments and be smart aleck to older people. I want to ask you about the style of those sunglasses. Those are really cool. So those were sold as in-plane sunglasses, right? I mean, those are...
Okay,
that,
number one...
Are they use-specific?
Number one, I can't think that quickly. Number two, I was just so shocked. Just like the woman, I didn't know what to say. Like, I can't believe you were that rude. That's what I wanted to say, but I played it out in my head and saw... confrontation where both of us are now being dragged off the plane because we got in a fight. Because he looked like the guy who wanted to fight, and he looked like the kind of guy that I want to fight. Okay. If someone who does that to a woman, I would like to pound that dude into the ground.
Wait, hold it.
So now,
what did he do to a woman? Yeah, I think that's a little bit of an exaggeration. He made a snarky comment
to an older person. Rude comment that made her feel even worse.
It wasn't almost very rude. I mean, he did do the understated, yeah, like she did it on purpose.
He didn't say it like that.
How did he say it?
Oh, yeah, she did it on purpose. Just like that. And I'm just like, dude, really? And I didn't say anything to him, but as soon as he passed and went on with his kick-ass seat that somehow was not in first class, it was in the back of the plane. I don't know how that happened.
You have a lot of comments here after the fact.
but I thought,
do you have
that's a lost
testicles.
Cause. That's like arguing with a drunk, and who knows, he may have been three drinks in. So I didn't say anything to him.
But I found a lot of those cocky people back down at the first sign of resistance.
Boy, I would like to have that. I bet they don't. I bet he looked like confrontation guy to me.
Remember, in these circumstances, time is always on your side. I can't tell you how many people, cocky jerks, that will back down as long as you're willing to, you know what, I'll sit here and I'll have this conflict for the next 2.5 hours. I budgeted it out, and I'm just going to see how long you'll stay
like
with
you.
This, dude.
I can't do that like you. I don't have the lines that you have, and I just can't think of that quickly, so I just... I don't know why I said that in an Italian way, think of that quickly, but I did.
Confronting him, I think, George, if I know you, would have made you feel even worse. Probably. You're thinking there's a scenario where
you could just guarantee war.
Show the guy up and you'd win and you'd go back to your seat and just feel great for the rest of the flight. But I know you, because you're a little bit like me in this regard, I think, where you would still sit there and stew over it.
I don't like confrontation.
Should I have done that?
Oh, yeah, geez. I am a P. I don't like confrontation. I admit it.
Yeah, he wasn't that bad a guy after all. You know.
But I did
Turns out he's blind. That's why he was wearing sunglasses.
Yeah, my play was this.
I can't do anything about him.
Excuse me, he's blind.
I can't try to make this woman feel better who's starting to fight back tears.
You went over and kissed her on the mouth.
No, it hurt
you
her feelings.
Grabbed both cheeks and
Shut
you pulled
up.
Her towards you and kissed her on the mouth.
It hurt her face and it hurt her feelings, so I just put my hand on her armchair. What am I trying to say here?
Armrest?
Armrest, thank you.
Now, where she's sitting, she was sitting in the aisle and her husband
right
was sitting in the window.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So did you go over and sit in the seat between?
No. I looked over and I said,
"There's a two-seater on the other side."
I said, I'm sorry, are you okay? I checked on her and she said, "Yes, thank you."
She said, "Don't touch me."
No, she was very sweet. And her husband like patted
You're
her on
You're more disgusting than that
And they
guy.
Saw it the same way. That guy's not worth messing with. Let's just go on and let's not create an incident.
She said, "Thank you, young man. I wish you would have had the courage to confront him, but I guess thanks for this."
No, she didn't say that.
She
said, "Thank you." So I at least checked on her. Are you okay? She said, yes, thank you.
Did you glare? Conveniently waited till he left.
Did you glare back at the other guy at all?
No, I didn't, but I felt bad for the next hour.
Why are you
doing
the V in front of your mouth, young man? What are you doing?
I'm about to treat you like sunglass guy.
Well, let me go without any saying anything? Oh, great. This is awesome.
Okay, so that was real cool guy who didn't want to be messed with, or at least I didn't want to mess with him. I still think I made the right call. Because I saw nothing but warfare.
What did tearful old woman say to you again?
She said, "Yes, I'm fine, thank you." And she looked at me like...
So she sounded kind of rude to you. "Yes, I'm fine, thank you."
No, she said in a very nice tone. Like, okay. "Thank you for checking on me." All right. So, when I fly back from Cabo to Dallas-Fort Worth...
God, you
this
sound
douchey
right now.
This guy...
Excuse
so
me?
I'm on my way back from Cabo. This guy was amazing. Who I will refer to as Muchacho. I don't know his name, but I believe he is from Mexico.
He was flying
from Mexico to the United States, and he didn't speak English. Maybe an assumption on my part.
Oh, no.
I think he's a Mexican.
Whoa.
If you're from Mexico,
say a person's from Mexico.
Okay. I'm sorry,
it's very
everybody.
Different to say
he's
there.
From Mexico.
A Mexican.
He's from Mexico, and I think he may have been of Mexican descent. Is that the right
tone? I don't understand why we have Transition Giorgio here.
How's it's not that related? It's the moose from Captain Kangaroo. And so he got on. And
Mr. Green Jeans around here somewhere?
Okay, so we're finally loaded up. We're ready to go. All the overhead bins have been closed. And Machacho is standing up like three rows in front of me talking to the flight attendant. And they're talking in Spanish.
And you get on to them for that, right?
No, that's fine.
Because I've seen you do that many a time.
But then we hear the bell, bing, and we hear the captain, please be seated. We are ready for departure.
In English.
They keep talking. And the flight attendant is trying in Spanish to end the conversation and say, sir, you need to have a seat. He kept motioning towards his seat, which was back behind me. And so finally, they keep talking. Finally, the captain says, we cannot pull away from the gate until everybody is seated. Please take your seat.
But he's speaking English.
And the doors open, yes.
And the guy the passenger, you said, does not speak English.
No, but the flight attendant is telling him the same thing, and he knows that he's holding up the plane. I don't know what they were talking about, gate connections in Dallas or whatever, but it took, I'd say it seemed like an hour, but it was like 2 minutes. But again,
big difference there.
Everyone's starting to, look up there and go, let's go. I didn't say anything there. I didn't say, hey, Machacho, let's go. I didn't say anything like that. But finally, he sat down. Off we go. So we get to Dallas, and listen to this move. He's like four rows behind me, and Machacho is one of those guys who, as soon as the bing rings as you pull up to the gate, I'm going to run as fast as I can up the aisle.
Uh-huh.
So he passes me in about three other rows until he gets stopped. So he cuts in front of everybody. And then as we're leaving the plane and this plane was packed. It took forever to unload it. But as we're departing the plane, he stops and talks to the flight attendant again. And they are talking for 15 seconds, 30 seconds. Meanwhile, there's at least 150 people back behind him who are waiting to get off the plane. And he's not in a row talking to him. He's in the aisle. So finally, I said, on delay.
Dude.
What?
Wow.
How is that possibly offensive? He doesn't speak English.
You don't know that he doesn't speak English.
And he shot a look back at me, and I said, and I pointed back, look, we're trying to depart. I said, scoochie into the seated area.
Did you use the term scooch? Oh, okay.
Listen, right? A scooch it. Let's listen. Move into the seat.
That's not the way you said it the first time.
Scoochie.
You sounded Italian again. Scoochie into
your assy.
So
he delayed the entire plane.
Can't you have some compassion for him? He obviously has some issue up there that he's trying to get settled.
Yes. And I understand that, but he could
settle
it. I mean,
it's an uncomfortable situation having 150 people waiting back behind you to get off.
The plane. But couldn't you easily do that by walking into a row and talking to the flight attendant and not gumming up the works and staying there in the aisle, which he did? And there's a lot of other people that were saying stuff behind him, like, let's go!
And I bet you they were all impatient Americans.
Yes, which happens to us when we travel.
Like
we all get impatient.
They're entitled.
We all have anxiety. We all get
entitled to get off planes.
Yeah. So just to recap, the Anglo guy who hit the old woman in the face, you didn't feel was worth confronting. But the guy from Mexico... You thought it was cool to go after him.
A legitimate problem, yes.
Who was probably trying to get off the plane to save his family from something. Okay.
Way to go, George.
My run-in with him, it escalates. Now we deboard, we go to baggage claim.
Even cocky sunglass-wearing guy doesn't have as much of a problem as he's waiting in line as you do, right?
Well, he was on the first flight. I don't know if cocky sunglass guy is on this flight.
I think
coming
he
back.
Is. In my mind, he's on this flight,
he's
and
not.
He's even
everywhere.
Thinking you're being a jerk.
So we get back to DFW. We go to the baggage claim area, but before we get there, there's a restroom. So I go in there because I have to go wee-wee.
Ugh.
And as I walk in there, who's there? Who beat me there somehow? I guess he got his bags before I did. That was before we got the baggage claim. How did he get back in front of me? Oh, that's right, because he
exited the plane first.
Yeah,
right?
He exited the plane first. That's right. So, yeah, he never... I just assumed that he walked into a row. He never did. He got off the plane first and somehow beat me into the bathroom. And so he also is going wee-wee like two stalls down from me.
Mm-hmm. Did you confront him there?
No. That's fine. He has a right to go wee-wee if he has
Please
to go.
Oh, good. Yeah. George is giving...
Yeah. Full rights. Full rights.
Hispanics the rights to go to the bathroom. Oh,
so then after that, I go to the sink as we learn more and more about the coronavirus scare, and I wash my hands for a good 20 seconds with warm water and soap.
You sing happy birthday to you twice.
Meantime, here comes Muchacho. Right behind me, walks right out of the bathroom.
Well, different customs,
George. Does not
George.
Wash his hands.
He's allowed
well, he's
to have different customs.
Well, he's in our country right now that has corona. And so as soon as I said, that's it. And so I finished washing my hands, dried my hands, walked out into the hallway
right there
and
in the
said,
bathroom.
Odd reaction.
I said, hey, I don't know if you can understand me, but while you're here,
Dude.
After you go to the bathroom, could you please wash your hands? Okay? Hands. Wash. Hands.
You are such a jerk.
No, I am not.
You can see the crazed look in George's eye right now.
And then he said,
changing.
And then he's like bowing up, and I just went,
white man anger coming out.
Wash hands. And I walked off in a very Bobby Knight tone. There's no doubt about it.
You confronted this guy multiple times, and the white guy wearing sunglasses.
On delay and wash hands.
Who was actually mean to another human being, you didn't say anything to him.
He may wash his hands. This guy did not wash his hands. I'm trying to prevent corona here in the United States.
Huh. So maybe that's what you could have said to the old woman who got hit in the face with the bag, and the young guy was rude to her. I'm sorry he did that, but you know what? That guy may wash his hands, so I'm not going to step in, ma'am.
What? I don't understand. How's that related?
Hypertension guy was the guy I flew into the... terminal, a different terminal than I flew out of. That happens when you go to DFW. And then you have to go take Skylink out front.
Yes, Skylink. Skylink.
And it was a little weird that several Skylinks approached us, those vans, and, you know, they have on the side that digital readout where they're going. Terminal C, Terminal
right.
A. I had to go from
I thought
D.
Skylink was the monorail. Is Skylink just anything
they also
that
call
takes
them,
you to another
Yeah, they call it Skylink
terminal?
Out there in the vans, too.
All right.
So, it was a little weird that several of them had flashing out of service. And so, it pulls up next to me and hypertension guy, who was sitting next to me on a bench. He was waiting for Skylink. And here it came, flashing. And I wondered the same thing. Well, where is he going? So, I had that question for him. But as soon as this driver started to exit the van and help the people who were already on Skylink get off of that van, he said, where's this going?
And hypertension guy says this to the driver.
Hypertension says it just to the driver, and he said, okay?
He said, uh-oh, I'm seeing a common theme
where's this
here.
Where's this van going? Is it going to E? No. And he immediately let out the loudest F-bomb I've ever heard in public. I mean, just screamed it. Blank!
Hypertension guy yelled
yes,
the F-word.
Yes.
You sure you're not hypertension guy?
No, I was fine. I was fine.
This is like Fight Club when you see the end and George is really not next to anyone on the bench. It was you the whole time.
What would possess you just to scream that word just because you're going to wait another 30 seconds for another van? And then it turns out this guy felt so bad about it, he took him to E because after I loaded everyone else.
Who's this guy? You're talking about the driver now?
Hypertension guy was taken by the driver. All of a sudden, hypertension guy sitting across from me, rattling his keys. And I said to him, you know, was that really necessary back there?
You did say this to him?
Yeah. And he goes, what? I said, you know, the loud F-bomb in front of kids and everyone else, me, you know, that's not just a word I normally blurt out. Was that really necessary? You're on this van now going to the blessed Terminal E. Was that really necessary? Guess not, but I've had a long day. How about you?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's when you know what I'd do there? I'd go, okay, could you get out your watch there? I want to time it with mine, okay? See, because mine is saying that the day has been this long for me. Let's see how long it's been for you, because you've had a long day.
So you've been a great
and,
light. I can't think of that.
Oddly enough, the time is marked the exact same. We've had the exact same amount of time passed in this day together.
Hypertension guy would have taken a swing at you if you'd done that.
I would have loved that.
That would have been another attack on Gordo's person.
I'll ride to E with you. I want to ride
to
E with
you. No, I just said, yeah, I guess I've had a long day, but I guess not as long as yours. And then we awkwardly rode in the rattle trap for about 10 minutes together and didn't say a word to each other.
I also would have done the old go over. Can I sit next to you? I like the whole cussing thing. I want to see if you yell out cuss words again. This is great. I'm just going to say it. You just do your thing. Do your thing. I'm just going to sit here and watch you.
Do you know this one?
Awesome.
Say this one.
So if I give you a list of cuss words, will you read them out? That'd be fun. And that'll help with your long day thing. See, it'll help.
So why do we get like this? Because we all have anxiety about traveling. There's time restraints. We have fear of flying, maybe. We are going through our mental checklist. Do I have everything? Passport, ID. Did I pack everything?
Yeah, close quarters, lines, so having the
way. We don't like being herded. I think that's another thing. It just brings out the worst in us.
Yeah.
And you see it every time you travel. Every time we travel, there is a curb episode that's about to break out, either on the plane or baggage claim or outside a bathroom where someone doesn't wash their hands. Or when you're waiting for Skylink, it's like a ticking time bomb ready to go off. Someone's going to get ticked at somebody.
I think it's because while we're traveling, we feel like we have a personal bubble of anonymity. It's like you're thinking, no, these are all strangers. I'm not accountable for my behavior. I can just act however I want. I won't see them ever again.
Yeah, I think that's a factor,
and so
too.
That's what those people are thinking when they just act like jackasses.
Yeah, and put that with the anxiety that they may have, then you get that
it's a pressure situation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, there you go. The story of rude, cool guy, machacho, and hypertension guy.
Yay!
Up next, an old friend stops by the studio to say hi to Mike.